AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and our Community Connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We'll talk things over with the Boys and Girls Club representatives coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. And again, for our Community Connection, I get the opportunities to talk things over with Andrea Nightingale from the Boys and Girls Club and Board Member Julie Daniels, Senator, and Andrea, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And, Julie, I think maybe there's an on-off switch on your mic, and somebody may have switched it off. I'm just guessing here. Okay, well, we'll work on that. Okay, that sounds better.
Am I there now?
Now you're there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, it is a big week, I'm sure, for the Boys and Girls Club and festivities tomorrow. You're inviting the community in for an open house tomorrow afternoon. And, Andrea, just because I had to start with somebody, the move-in process is, there's probably a few final touches yet to be done today and maybe even early tomorrow. But basically, you're moved, right?
That is right. The building is there and basically done. We are so excited. So many really exciting touches to it, different features that we've been able to build in to the building, you know, just from an art room to a dance room to a room that's specific to STEM activities for the kids. Just a lot of really neat touches to the building. But we are so excited because the kids have been in the current facility that's literally right next to the new facility. They've seen it going up, but most of them have not stepped foot inside. So that's one of the exciting parts about our open house tomorrow is that all of the club kids, their families, and the community is invited to come see.
But the kids have seen everything grow from that grassy area where we held a ceremonial groundbreaking on a windy day
right.
to what we now have ready to move into.
That's correct, yes.
And I'm sure they've anticipated each brick laying being laid, each piece of the floor being put down.
Yes, and I know for those of us that have been involved in this for years and through the fundraising process and the building process, what we've been looking forward to the most is that first moment when the kids actually get to walk in and see this facility and really start making use of it.
Well, and while some of them I'm sure will be around for the festivities, they don't really get to move in earnest till next calendar year, right?
That's right. We have the process of having to demo the facility that they've been in, and so just for safety reasons we have to complete that process before we can move in. But after the holidays, so the first of the year, they'll start their regular activities in the new facility.
And by demo, you're not talking demonstrate, you're saying demo as in demolition, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry, you're right, demolition.
certain things can be understood with multiple definitions.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure you and I had the same
thanks
one.
For clarifying. Yes, demolition of the old facility.
On the building committee, what goes in the place of the old building when it comes down?
Yeah, so if you go out there, you might see the absence of some parking and a nice entrance to the facility. So that is where we're going to, when we have the demolition of the old facility, we'll be able to replace that space mm-hmm. with a nice drop-off spot, a bus drop-off spot, along with some nice parking for
the facility.
Because
the kids do get bussed in.
Yes. Yes, they do. We have some partnerships with the school, and we also have some of our own buses that we go around to the schools and pick up children.
And that's what a great deal.
Well, and speaking of parking,
yes,
because that will be an issue we want people to know about. Tomorrow, the open house is from 4 to 6,
mm-hmm.
and 5th Street is now open. If you go and turn to go into Frontier Pool, you can use that parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can park along 5th Street and all the streets around the building. However, you'll be entering the building from the west side through the game room or the teen room, because our new front door is butts up against our old building, and that's still gravel out there, so there's not really a way to use that. So tomorrow, come on out, park at Frontier Pool, park on all the streets around, but you'll access the building by walking up the sidewalk on the back of the building on 5th Street.
Okay.
Now, there's a soccer football field right there across from Employability, which is across from Frontier Pool parking. So it'll still be light while everybody gets out there, so it'll be easy to just walk down 5th Street and walk on up to our building. And refreshments, before you go ice skate or go out to Willow Rock with your family tomorrow night, come see our new Boys and Girls Club building. We did have a young man whose parents were on club business happened in the building last night while we were doing finishing touches. 7 years old. We all stopped just to watch him. And he just kept saying, whoa, whoa. And then he entered the gym. And the gym just took even the breath out of him. And he immediately turned to Jason Barta, our director, and said, can I play basketball? And Jason said, not today. And he said, on January 3rd, I can. Because that's the day the kids know it officially becomes theirs. And that, watching him, made it all worth it.
You had a video camera, right?
Not at that particular moment.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Something that could have been a great PR piece for you.
Well, we think a lot of our kids will be there tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 6 with their families. And in between now and then, we have some of our major donors are coming to visit. We have the CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of America, Jim Clark, who was here in 2014 to tell the community this club is going to do this. And he said, I'll come back when you open it. And so he'll be here with us. And also, we are naming it for Pete Silas. Pete Silas, a former president of the board of Boys and Girls Clubs of America, a club kid from Miami, Florida, who says that Boys and Girls Clubs really did have a lot to do with his growing up and putting him on a path to a really good future. So sadly, of course, Pete's no longer with us. And Theo, who was there for the groundbreaking, is sadly no longer with us. But all the Silas children and grandchildren will be there, and we're bringing them into the building kind of extra special and walking them through all the spaces. And so we've got some little mini celebrations taking place with our donors. In fact, who came through yesterday, Andrea?
We had a group from ConocoPhillips. It was our annual town hall. We had some, one of our VPs, Ellen DeSantis, was in town. She's the VP of Investor Relations and Community Affairs. And so she had a certain interest since ConocoPhillips has been one of the big supporters and donors for the building. And so they had a group that toured through, and it was exciting for them to see the support that they had provided in action.
We haven't had any rain recently, but no leaky roofs or anything to deal with in the new...
No buckets in the gym anymore. And they actually have a ladder bolted to the floor back in a room behind the kitchen that gives access to all the heat and air that are now on the building. I mean, we're now exploring the little nooks and crannies, and of course, we're excited by the mop sink.
Sure.
You know, we're just excited. The kitchen. Oh, the women of East Bartlesville Christian Church, who this last year, women and men, the cook team, 42,000 meals.
Yeah.
Not one of them cooked in our building. But the commercial kitchen we have now, and Robin, our nutrition coordinator, she's just in love with her kitchen. It just has all those things that a growing club really needs in order to operate efficiently.
Yeah.
Sound like a great deal. And again, thanks to the individual donors of Bartlesville and the area, the 5s, 10s, and 20s, and of course all the corporate and foundation donors that have made the whole thing possible for
you. Well, and in fact, when we you'll see tomorrow night also the at the open house, we have a donor wall.
Yeah.
We put everybody on it. You know, from the $1.5 million foundation down to every single person played a part. And It's just such a celebration for our community. When ConocoPhillips was there yesterday, a lady asked me, she said, so when was the last time you built on to the building you're in now? I said, 1968. And she stopped. She said, nothing since then? It hadn't occurred to me that to somebody outside of Bartlesville, that might seem like a very, very long time indeed. So we're very proud of the fact that having grown...
Many of our listeners were still in high school at that time. So, I mean, you know, it did.
Well, that's right. And talking yesterday, Keith Goree, who's a longtime staff member, was a club kid. And I was standing with him yesterday. I said, well, Keith, what do you think? You grew up in the old club. You've been a staff member in the old club. Are you okay with this? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I just can't believe it's as big and glorious. I'm paraphrasing what he said. Because none of us thought that when we started this journey, that we would end up with something that could be so wonderful for the 1,025 club members, but also for West Bartlesville and for the whole of Bartlesville to say, look at this wonderful thing we did for generations of kids.
Yeah. And the address, by the way, will be the same. It's just one nice thing that, I guess, whether it's something you had to work out with the postal department or whether it was just a serendipity of fate that it was the same basic lot and everything, that, you know, the street address hasn't changed.
That's right. We bought the property behind us, but the entrance still faces Frank Phillips, so mm-hmm. it's still 401 South Seminole.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it works out all the way around. The fundraising effort, I was there for the announcement in that gym with the buckets on the floor, and you stand here or sit here and remember that conception drawing that they had up on the wall for the big reveal, and to actually now walk up and be able to touch the building. That's an awesome trip.
Well, and the generosity of this community and of donors outside Bartlesville, particularly people wanting to pay tribute to Pete Silas, who meant so much to Bartlesville outside his relationship with the National Boys and Girls Club. Oh, brain freeze. Come back. It's gone. No, it's back. That we were in a position after a while with the growing teen program mm-hmm. and the wanting to do the supersized gym, we were actually able to grow this budget to do that. Mm-hmm. And so we're opening a building that literally satisfies all the needs that Andrea and the building committee came up with several years ago. Of course, now we have to operate it, don't we, Andrea?
Yes, yeah, so I certainly don't want to miss that chance. You know, Julie was talking about mop sinks and ladders and all the big gym and the wonderful features, but you know, we're very aware and looking forward into 2018 and know that we need to continue to operate this facility, and we want to continue the programming that you know, helps these kids with their education and all the different activities. So we just invite everyone in the community to consider the Boys and Girls Club if they're looking for end of year donation opportunities or looking forward into 2018 and thinking, you know, what they might want to get involved in to support. The Boys and Girls Club is a great place to do that, and we certainly want to you know, be diligent in ensuring we operate this new and great facility.
Well, absolutely, and just as I try to on all of my United Way interviews, remind folks that they can, if they choose to, designate their United Way gift for the Boys and Girls Club or any other agency, since I want to be open to all of them.
Absolutely.
But certainly your United Way dollars and your private donations to the Boys and Girls Club and helping out the older fundraisers and that sort of thing makes it all the one of the best buys in Bartlesville for $25 a year per kid. You know, it's a great deal.
Yep.
One of the things we've tried to achieve is have more children attend more often because you have a greater impact. So the goal is to have children attend at least one day a week throughout the school year, throughout the whole year, so be there 50 days out of the week. But we have now a growing number of children who are there 2 and 3 days a week, and some all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the point I'm making there is that as we started this fledgling teen program a few years ago, which we know has been operated off-site at the corner of Cherokee and Frank Phillips, it's grown to the point that we have 225 teen members, and we're serving 4 dozen or more a day. So that special space for them is in this building is important. But to grow the programs for them and the staff you need to mentor them does require increased dollars. Yes, it's a little bit that we have a bigger space to heat and cool, but we've got plumbing that works and the roof doesn't leak, so you know, you balance those out. But we do need to be able to staff our programs to continue to implement the National Boys and Girls Club's programs that we've discovered work for us.
Right.
The thing I love about Boys and Girls Club of America, you take their menu of programs, you say that works in Bartlesville, this doesn't work in Bartlesville, and you tailor them to what works for your demographic of children. And it's just such a great partnership. But that's what Andrea, and I get to serve on Andrea's committee too, that's what we're working towards, is to make sure that we fund the operation of the building so the programs in these great spaces can continue to improve.
Sounds great. We'll continue a community connection coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning on a Community Connection, Julie Daniels and Andrea Nightingale this morning talking about the Boys and Girls Club. Of course, again, the opening tomorrow afternoon, the open house officially 4 to 6 o'clock. And, Julie, I like the idea that you can use that as a jumping off point for, you know, Fantasyland of Lights, for the ice skating, for the carriage rides, for Wooler Rock, or anything else you might want to do.
Exactly. I'd love to go ice skating, but I really don't want to risk any sort of broken bone.
Well, I took my family last weekend, and we had a wonderful time. So,
you skated?
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh, good. I
yeah.
just have to look on jealously at those people on the ice.
Well, you find somebody who's particularly graceful on the ice. Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb said yesterday he wasn't. But take some nice photos and post them to Facebook anyway. And hopefully we'll have Chamber of Commerce type weather for your opening and for everything else going on this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good weather tomorrow. Yeah. Not bitterly cold.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good night for ice skating as well.
Yeah. I know we've got a lot of other things we need to cover about this, but the program's so successful, and I believe for the official ribbon cuttings and everything else that will go on during the day, you mentioned Mr. Clark coming in to help things get started for Bartlesville.
That's right. Jim Clark, been head of Boys and Girls Clubs of America now for about 4 or 5 years. He's out of Wisconsin. It's a great Boys and Girls Club story. He served 12 years on the Milwaukee board, then became their executive director, and then stepped into the national leadership position. And it's been a good relationship because he knew Pete Silas.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we've done in this club somewhere has had a touch of Pete in it. The Cal Ripken Youth Development Field.
Right.
Talk about that for a minute.
The closest one other than Bartlesville is in Kansas City, so you might as well.
Thank you. I didn't know that. Yeah. I know that Pete knew somebody there, so when they heard about us and our connection to Pete, and they knew Jason somehow, those Kansas State Wildcats, they get around, don't they? And they said, we have never built a field in your state. We've not built fields in lots of smaller communities. We'd like to do this. Well, that was an extra fundraising effort for us, although they put in some dollars. What I find astounding is that they managed to come and get that field built so that it could be dedicated as the same time as the building. It was going to be maybe spring of next year. And we've had some wonderful donors, but I just want to give a shout out to Juana Brookby and her family. Harry Brookby's name is on the scoreboard. Before we ever thought we might be able to pull this off, Juana and her family made a pledge. And their pledge wanted to go towards that field, which at that time we thought, we certainly hope we can do that too. For somebody, before you're actually sure you can even pull it off, say, I've got confidence in you. You go do this. And we are very, very hopeful that Juana gets to come and see that field tomorrow. So just one of the many stories that goes along with a journey like this that
yes.
we've been on.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, this is a wonderful achievement for Bartlesville, for the youth of Bartlesville, and for all the alums who say can come back and say, that wasn't my building, but I'm sure glad you got it now.
We have the photo of the original group of boys in front of the vacant church, the Nazarene church that no longer exists, right there by our building, in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done then is we've taken and put together a photo montage of the summer program of the club over the past few years of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it just grows and grows and grows and grows. And it really gives you a visual impact of how we were just bursting at the seams and really grown up enough to need this building. We now have about 225 average daily attendance for children in school year and over 300 in the summer. And, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, we've had 3 State Youth of the Year finalists and 2 winners.
Yeah.
And we have the current State Youth of the Year, Kismet Oak Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Kismet's going to help us tomorrow with some of our donors, greet and speak to them. So it's just we're just a nice, big, happy family, and we're all
very
in
excited.
A Santa Claus frame of mind.
Yes.
Sounds great. Well, listen, we got so many things going on in Bartlesville, but definitely make the Boys and Girls Club. I must stop for you tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 6. The open house, you get to tour and probably get and greet some of the kids and have a
kids
good day.
And refreshments, and all of the bells and whistles are functioning. It's not as you're going into a shell of a building. We've made sure to make everybody be able to see, as Andrea did yesterday with ConocoPhillips, all the different things and how they're going to work for the benefit of the children.
Does Jason have to move his old desk over to the new one?
We did not allow him to move his old desk,
That's
no.
Right.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Again, you are invited to the Boys and Girls Club tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 6 o'clock. Street address is the same, but you probably ought to park over by the Frontier Pool. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 5 before 9 at 1400 K1.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey.